News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And Jess Kelly is here with us because our next story is related to technology. Windows 10 users, beware, because you're being urged to prepare for Microsoft pulling Windows 10. And Microsoft users now need to check, is that right, Jen, that their devices are ready and ready for upgrade, if they can be upgraded?
Yeah, so you need to figure out what version of Windows your device is running. A lot of people in this country will already be on Windows 11. If you've bought a new device in the last number of years, you should be fine. But this morning, it is worth going to your computer, hitting the start button, going to About Device and see what version of the software it's running. If it is Windows 10, from tomorrow, you have a decision to make. You can either upgrade the operating system to Windows 11 or you can sign up for extended supports. But from October next year, those extended supports will disappear and you will need to get a new device. Now, it sounds very simple, just upgrade. But the key point here is that not every device that's running Windows 10 can upgrade to Windows 11 because the tech specs, so the bits and pieces inside the device, need to be of a certain standard and a certain power to facilitate Windows 11. So you could be facing a pretty hefty bill if your device isn't entitled for that free upgrade.
So you might need to get a new phone as well as a new laptop?
No, it's just for computers.
Just for computers.
Yeah, so it's just your computer. If you're running Windows 10, go in, check it. If you're eligible for the upgrade, absolutely do that as soon as you can. If not, apply and download the extended supports. But there's a lot of sort of kerfuffle about this because, as I said, not every device is eligible. And there are campaigners who are saying this is going to lead to an awful lot of electronic waste unnecessarily. Surely Windows and Microsoft could do more to support these devices, but that is just the nature of this beast. It is really important, though, that you either upgrade if you're eligible or get those extra supports because your device could be more susceptible to viruses, scam, all that kind of stuff. So it's just worth checking today before that switchover happens tomorrow.
And increasingly, Microsoft wants you to have an account. That's part of this.
Yeah, and that's something that they've done for quite a while now. So when you set up a device, you need to have a Microsoft account. One thing that we're seeing more and more is that they're pushing people to have cloud storage. So if you have a Microsoft account, if you use Outlook, and if you use OneDrive, which is their cloud storage, they want you to upgrade. And that's how they're making their money. We're seeing the same thing with Google and a whole host of other providers as well. The cloud storage is essentially where they're making their money. But it is vitally important that you do check if your machine is protected against that change that is happening from tomorrow, and if you can, upgrade your software.
I mean, it's estimated in the UK that there's some 21 million people using Microsoft 10, using Windows 10.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular operating systems in the world. There are billions of people around the globe using Microsoft devices. As I said, if you've bought a new device in the last 18 months or thereabouts, you should already be running Windows 11. But we know with the push to be more environmentally friendly, people have bought refurbished devices. Perhaps those refurbished devices, while they're new to them, they're not that new. They may not be able to facilitate the new operating system. So again, it's just vitally important. You go in, it'll take you 2 seconds, hit the start button, go into your settings and see what version of the Windows system you're running.
News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, thanks so much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.